OJB's podcast, 19 February 2018. Join the mansplainers. If you can be classified as a white, middle-aged male, then you are in the unfortunate position of being one of the least advantaged groups in society today. I say this because of the numerous examples of affirmative action and political correctness which support every group in society except that one. And those forces are not always premeditated, because they are often a manifestation of a zeitgeist which has little basis in reality but has evolved through various ill-defined social and political processes. The supporters of these phenomena will claim they are based on real reaction against the existing power structure, and that any attempt at alternative explanation is simply mansplaining. This is very convenient for the followers of these PC modes of thought because they can reject any criticism by labelling it as mansplaining, and at that point it requires no further comment. In fact, the refusal to enter into any meaningful dialogue or to look at alternative views is a common characteristic of modern political correctness. And this has extended into exactly the areas where it shouldn't exist. In many US universities, some subjects just cannot be discussed without a violent and unreasoned backlash from the politically correct extreme left. And many speeches, discussions, and even debates have been closed down just because the subject is deemed too sensitive to even contemplate hearing any new views which deviate from what is considered appropriate by the self-appointed arbiters of what is congruous with social norms. The most ironic point of all of this is that the students causing the trouble are generally hugely privileged themselves, and likely to become more so in the future. Plus, their experience of life and their knowledge of the world in general is usually pathetically insubstantial. But it really does take a genuinely ignorant person to have such a total confidence in their beliefs, no matter how extreme they might be. People like Ben Shapiro, Anita Alvarez, Charles Murray, Milo Yiannopoulos, Ann Coulter, Brett Weinstein, and Jordan Peterson, as well as many others, have been shut down at American colleges recently. I admit that some, especially Milo and Coulter, have deliberately controversial messages, but many are models of reason and fairness. And what is the problem with controversial opinions anyway? In most cases, the person is never even allowed to speak, and the points made by the protest against the speakers are generally laughably naive and inaccurate. It should be noted that many of the obstructed speakers are old white guys, although there are women involved too, and even one openly gay person. So this isn't just a reaction to mansplaining in the most simple sense, but I think that is the most important component. Of course, there are many occasions I have been accused of indulging in this myself, but it has got to the point now where I don't see it as a criticism much anymore, because I am starting to view mansplaining as a good thing. If no one else is going to be sensible, open-minded, rational and fact-based, then I guess us old or middle-aged white guys are going to have to do it, just like we have done the vast majority of anything worthwhile in the past. Because it is exactly that group, old white guys, aka OWGs, who have done the most for society. Sure, I agree most of the really evil people in history were OWGs, but both aspects should be acknowledged. Just because some people who are currently out of favour, you know who the prime example is here, belong to the category, don't assume there is nothing good about OWGs, and never reject their opinions applying silly tags like mansplaining. As I said, if mansplaining is just the way the politically correct members of society label the opinions of the most influential and brilliant group in society, I say bring it on. I'm happy to mansplain as much as possible. And I would like to say at this point that I welcome any other groups to join me as a mansplainer. Women are very welcome. People of any age and race are also welcome. And your cultural, sexual, religious and ethnic background is irrelevant. I would ask you to join the mansplainers because the truth doesn't belong to any one group.